Good morning, audio boo. Excuse me. It is Saturday, the 17th of January 2015. Hope that you are all well and managing to keep warm. It's absolutely freezing today in Great Yarmouth. I hope that you all are okay. I've had an okay week at work, even though I didn't have a great week to start with, because I went back on Monday, which went well. Journey was fine. Went back to work on the Tuesday. Now, for anyone that has been following me for some time, will remember that I have had lots of problems regarding my computer computer at work. Now, my PC was eventually upgraded from XP and Office 2003 to Windows 7 and Office 2010 on the 19th of November, which was a day before I was due to fly out to America on holiday. So that was fine, you know, they did that, and but when they fix something else often goes wrong. So, and I am still waiting for training that I need. Anyway, that's different. So I had to have the something or the other put in to the PC so that I can use Swift, which is at the moment the client database, which is due to be replaced in April. So I've been waiting for that, and on Monday, against my better judgment, somebody decided to work on my computer. Fine, you know, it's okay, you know, if they've got jobs to do, they have to do them sort of thing, that's okay. So they obviously worked on my computer. I went into work Tuesday and I found my mouse. Well, the reason I knew, first of all, that something had been happening to my PC is I found my mouse was put in a totally different place on my desk to what I would have put it, because obviously being totally blind and using JAWS, I don't have a need to use my physical mouse, but obviously it's there and I just keep it out of the way, because otherwise it gets in the way. It's plugged in via USB obviously to the PC, but I just keep it away from sort of that, so it's not that close to my PC or where I'm working. So I found that and I thought, okay, maybe cleaners have moved it whilst they were cleaning, because they can be a bit of a bugger for doing things like that. And so I thought no more of it and put it back, and I turned on my PC. And I was waiting, and I was waiting, and I was waiting, and I'm thinking, it's taking a long time for Windows to load up. Why is that? So my manager walks up to me, and I said, oh, some cleaners must have been messing around again on my desk. So I told her about my mouse, and she said, oh, no. She said, such and such a person's been working on your PC yesterday, and I went, okay, and she said, oh, and you can log in now. And I said, really? I said, JAWS isn't speaking. And she went, oh, no. And I said, oh, yes. I said, there's no noise, there's no sound coming at all. So I felt around to see if anything had been pulled out. No, nothing's been pulled out. And so I couldn't get Jaws to speak on the logon screen. So I logged in with her help, and Jaws wasn't coming on at all. And I thought, what on earth is going on here? Why isn't Jaws happening? What's going on? So then she had to get somebody from the IT department to come up and help me. And typical, the person who had been working on the PC was not in the office. He was working from home, which really, I'm sorry to use this language, but really pissed me off. And I said to the guy who came up to help me, who actually was the one who helped with the installation of the PC and stuff when Sight and Sound came out on the 19th. I said to him, why can't people just leave my PC alone? I said, you know what? I said, if they need to do work, they need to do work. But I said it would be helpful if they could do it whilst I was here to make sure that things were working. And he said, yeah, I know. So he clicked on Jaws and then Jaws started. But the logon screen still wasn't happening. We checked different things, and obviously I couldn't fix it because I haven't got administrative rights to my PC, which is stupid because I used to have that, but since Capita took over the IT part of Barnet, they decided that people, users, wouldn't have administrative rights to their PC. So anyway, so this guy, I saw emails from him eventually when I got in, and said, he said, oh, been trying to make it so you could use Swift, and did some sort of config stuff. And I'm like, what? Didn't want you to do any config stuff to it. But anyway, so all Tuesday, I was really, really pissed off. And I said to my manager, I said, he's going to wish he hadn't been born. I said, because I'm not happy about it. I said, he's messed up my PC, and now he's going to have to fix it. Wednesday morning, he came up and he said, oh, I'm here to look at your problem and try and sort it out. So I said, okay, fine. And he was tippy-tapping away and looking at this and looking at that, and it wasn't working. So I said, why don't I get you the number for Sight and Sound, and you can call them and they can talk you through the problem and try and find out how to fix it. Because obviously this problem, for whatever reason, only occurred once he started messing around with my system. So I said this a few times, well, in fact, quite a lot of times throughout his time of messing around on my PC, which he did for about 2 hours, and there was still no resolution. So I said, and I was really, really pissed off by this time, because he could have made life much easier for himself and for me by actually contacting Sight and Sound and getting them to help him. But he didn't, because I suppose he probably thought, well, you know, whatever. So after messing around for 2 hours, he decided, well, I probably do need to contact Sight and Sound. And I said, when is that going to happen? And he said, oh, I hope to hear from them soon. And I thought, well, you haven't even bothered contacting them. So anyway, so he went, and I was really fuming by this time. And I said to my manager, I said, it's not good enough. I said, he's been completely messing around. I said, it took him 2 hours on my PC and nothing's changed. I said, it's no better. I can't, you know, I don't like the fact that, you know, my thing was speaking at the logon screen and now it's not. And she's like, well, I can understand that. So I emailed her what was wrong, and she was meant to have taken it to the IT, which probably she did. On the Thursday, he called me, this guy, and said, oh, I've spoken to IT here, and they think that the best thing would be for us, for your manager to contact, to put in a call for us to get Sight and Sound to come in and fix your problem. So I said, okay, yeah, whatever. So that was then left that like that, and she said, I'll email your manager. So I said, yeah, okay. He said, no, sorry, I'm getting mixed up. Yeah, he said, I'll email your manager, and so they know. So I said, okay, fine. So I told my manager what he'd said, and on the Friday morning, this guy came back again with his manager, and my manager said, I've spoken to Sight and Sound, and for the engine, you know, for the guy who had messed it up to phone him, and he'd talk him through what to do. So that's what happened in the end. They contacted Sight and Sound, and Sight and Sound helped them. And after a lot of faffing around, and what he realised he should have done, which I'm surprised he didn't know he should have done it because he's an engineer, is that he didn't completely shut down the PC. He was restarting it, so it wasn't taking an effect. So after all this rigmarole and a lot of stress for me, it got fixed. But if he had taken notice of what I said and called Sight and Sound for advice, it would have been fixed on the Wednesday. And that's what really, really annoyed me. Because, you know, these people think they know it all, but, you know, he hasn't got a clue. And he hasn't got a clue. Journey up was okay last night. Met my friend Sarah. She was nice. We had a good old catch up. And yeah, that's it really for now. Not much else is happening. I need to get into Yarmouth to get a few bits. We're going for a meal with Darren's parents tonight at a place called The Swan. So we shall see what that's like. Anyway, I'm going to publish my ramble, and apologies for the bitterness of this boo and the strange start, but thanks for listening if you have got this far. Speak soon. Bye-bye. Pause recording.